everybody be asking me, like, damn, Luke, you beat Snyder and shoot off? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I beat Aaron. But this time, I can't take all the credit because I've literally have teamed up with No Limits Archery right here out of Denver, Colorado. I believe Phil has put some of the best guys in his shop to work on your equipment. Guys like Jason and Bo, I think they're the best in the business, if you ask me. Because when I drop off my bow, I feel like those guys are treating it like if it was their own. So, I mean, y'all seen what happened. I did beat Snyder. But that being said, guys, while you're there, check out their pro shop. It is top notch. They have everything you need from all your archery supplies, from hunting camo and boots. I mean, they got it all. And while you're there, let's shoot because it's one of the biggest facilities here in the area, indoor and outdoor. Guys, check them out on the IG at No Limits Archery and www.nolimitsarchery.com. Damn, Cody, everybody be liking what we're doing with this Bullhorn app.
Yeah, what's not to like, man? You get to text, you get to call in, you get to run your mouth with your favorites every episode.
Man, we love it. I love the interaction we get in with our listeners. Guys, if you guys want to become a part of your favorite podcast, download the app, bullhorn.fm, your podcast app. Everybody's asking me, what's this new knife I'm rocking? And I tell them, it's the new Dakota folding knife from Tito Knives. Luke has literally designed one of the baddest pocket knives I ever own. Some of the features it has, it's a grade 5 titanium frame, deep carry pocket clip, so if it's perfect in your pocket, when you open that baby up, it's smooth because it has stainless steel ball bearings. I mean, it's the perfect length, the perfect weight, and it's super sexy, guys. Guys, check them out at TitoKnives.com, and make sure you type in our code GU15, save a little money, and remember, it's ultra light, it's ultra sharp, and now ultra fly. This podcast is brought to you by Kafaro International. It's gear for life.
Extreme hunting products, packs, frames, tents, shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, and more.
Did I mention it's American made?
Love it, America.
America. Hey, guys, check them out. It's kafaro.net. What up, what up, what up? We are back with some cross
pollination.
What
up, what
up, what up? What is that? Mm-hmm. We got some technically difficulties.
What kind of difficulties?
Technically difficulties.
Anyways, boys, we're going to do a crossbreed of GU and Kafaro Cast on this one. I got in the room my man running the Bullhorn app, Skinny Codes.
What up?
We got my buddy Mike Hearn in the hizzy.
What up?
And we also got the one and only Aaron Snyder, the one that's going to lay the law down on the rules of the best of the best.
Am I up? All right. Well, also thanks everybody for joining Kafaro Cast because we're going to post the same podcast on Luke's as well as Kafaro Cast. So I think the video yesterday, I didn't get too many goofy questions, but as far as the rules, as far as hunting bows go, but we're going to go over that. Go over the scoring system, some things we added actually last night that kind of liven up the both the team shoot and the individual shoot. So, Luke, why don't you lay out how it's going to run as far as what happens on Saturday and what happens on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've been doing this now for 2 years now, and I think this year, we got it pretty much nailed down the best way that I think we came up with. After last year's shit show. And I don't think it was a shit show. It was just we didn't explain the rules good enough, and we had some shooters that probably shouldn't have been in there with their equipment. So this year.
Yeah, we let any bow in, and so we had guys with palm pilots and umbrellas.
Palm pilots, shit. Yeah, for reals, cutters.
Yeah, yeah. So this year it's just bow hunting rigs. We'll go over that in a minute.
But so ahead. Like Saturday, it's the team competition, and we will finish that on day one. Last year we did that in a 2 day event. This year we're going to run it 1 day. Saturday team competition. You're going to have your team. You're going to have one guy trad, one guy compound, and four people per hole, and we're just gonna run that all day long. And then on Sunday is gonna be the individual shoot. So if you don't have a partner or you don't want to do the whole team deal, you can come in on Sunday and shoot and participate for the best of the best individual championship belt. And each, and we're gonna have two divisions of that, trad division and compound.
Yep. So Saturday, what'll happen is that you will shoot with your partner, and then there'll be another group. So you'll have a trad and a compound team, and another trad and a compound team per target. We'll shoot 20 targets. When we get back, we'll have like an hour and a half break where everybody can eat lunch and everything else. And then when the scores are tallied up, the top five teams will go into more or less like an ASA shoot down round. So there'll be five targets that'll be towards like the, I guess the...
The barn.
Barn. Yeah. And then you'll keep all the scores that you had, but then we will allow for 14 rings and things of that nature in that shoot down round for the top five teams.
It's going to be, that part is, I'm excited for that. It's kind of like a championship round. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure right there.
Yeah. It'll allow, you know, potentially for some teams to move forward or back or whatever. I mean, if you make it in the top five, you can't go below fifth, but in that, you know, that those top five, we will go live if our, I guess our service dictates. You know, we'll announce the top five teams and then we'll video how that shoot down round goes. So, you know, hypothetically, if Dan Collins and myself make it in the top five, Mike and his partner, you and yours, and then a couple others, we will set up one through five, obviously, at the top, the five stakes. We will all shoot whatever predetermined target there is per stake. Add it up, and that'll go on a leaderboard so people can, that are following along on the live story can see if any positions are changing and so on and so forth. And then after those five targets, we'll add it up, figure out who won and who sucked.
I mean, pretty much if you're in the top five, you're going to be you're in it to win it still. I mean, unless you guys pulled a miracle and you're way ahead of everybody. I mean, it should be pretty close. And what I like about it is the 14 – is available.
Yep, you can call your you don't have to call a 14, I guess. If you hit it and you're that sucked that bad, you probably aren't in the top hey, five anyway. But hey. But yeah, and I think, you know, the way that we'll set it up is there'll be some targets that will allow for some big changes in position, meaning there may be a rabbit at 48 yards, but then there may be a larger target at 22 or 28, where that 14 could definitely be attainable because we're using rangefinders. And that the way that we're running that on Saturday will be the exact way we will do it on Sunday for the individual shoot. So the individuals that shoot 20 targets on Sunday, when they get done and we take the top five of those five will also go into a shoot down round just like we did on Saturday for the team shoot.
So technically everybody, you know, if you make it in that top five, you'll shoot additional five more targets. So in front of a crowd.
Yeah, in front of a crowd with cameras going and be live. So
and people probably, talking shit.
Probably me heckling if I'm not in that top five. Yeah. Oh, even if I am in the top five, I'll be heckling.
So, but. Yeah, and so that's how it'll run as far as Saturday and Sunday. And then as far as rules go, we talked about the bow hunting rigs only. One thing I do want to mention, you know, I said 12-inch or less stabilizers. There's a little fudge factor in there. Like if it's... One guy with his Kinect was like at 12 and three quarters, 30. I don't give a shit about that. You know, the guy that messaged me and said, what if I set up or what if I bring a target bow that meets all your stipulations for, you know, the 12-inch stabilizer and screw-in points? Well, then that's a hunting bow, I guess. But if you have a target bow set up and you bring in a blue sparkly bow and it's nothing you're going to hunt with, then you're going to get kicked to the back of the bus. You're not going to be able to shoot. Use some common sense. Bring your hunting bow, for fuck's sake. I had a ton of people message me, what if I do this? And it's like, just bring your fucking hunting bow. I'm trying to be somewhat patient with this, but I've shot tournaments for a long time, and it's pretty simple. If it's a bow you're going hunting with, you're going to be good. So err to the side of caution. The 12-inch stabilizer rule. Yeah, there's a little fudge factor in there. If your stabilizer's a little over 12-inch, I don't give a shit. But if you come in with a 34-inch long stabilizer and somebody hunt with it,
yeah.
Well, good luck hunting, but you're not going to shoot in a tournament. And back bars are okay. Speed limit doesn't matter. You can shoot as fast or as slow as you want. Movable sights are fine. You cannot have magnification in that sight. Screw-in points. So if you roll up with X cutters and screw-in points, you're going to get shit canned. I don't know anybody on the planet that actually hunts with X cutters. So if you literally reinvented the wheel, put screw-in points and X cutters, and again, be fair, use common sense, bring a hunting bow. When it comes to stick bows, no stabilizers and no sights. If you want a string walk, that's fine. People string walk when they hunt. That doesn't matter. That's up to each individual. As far as the scoring goes for the tournament, center 12s. So if there's a center and a lower and an upper 12, you don't get to just hit one of them and count it. It's got to be center 12s, and we will be double scoring. We will make sure that Scott does not keep putting brush in front of every fucking target. It will be wide open, broadside, maybe slightly cornering. But the targets will be wide open. You need to be within 6 inches of the stake. You don't have to be touching it. And a left or right-handed shooter will not be handicapped at any stake. Meaning, what I worry about when there's brush in front of the target. If you're like me, I break that shit out of the way. So if I have to shoot the target and break it out of the way, anybody behind me has an advantage. And so it doesn't make sense to put brush in front of a target. Things get broken out of the way. The guy behind you has an advantage because he didn't have to shoot through that. So there will be no brush in front of any targets, clear targets. Again, 6 inches from the stake, center 12s only. That makes sense so far?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Talk about the footing on the stake.
You just got to be 6 inches from the stake.
Okay.
And so, again, nobody's going to come down and break out a tape measure. Just use common sense, be honest with yourself, just be close. When I say 6 inches, what I don't want to run into is a guy didn't pay attention. He's an inch away from the stake, and someone calls him and says, hey, you weren't touching the stake. This is we're having fun out here. It's competitive, but, you know, again, don't abuse it, but also, you know, just like the bows, so nothing worse than everybody has one type of bow, then some dude rolls in with X cutters and
an umbrella.
Yeah, an umbrella. And so
magnifier.
Want to keep keep it to where it's fun hunting bows and everybody's on an equal playing field.
They're gonna look at me and they're like, 6 inches. If that's 6 inches, I'm a monster.
Oh shit.
Well, I honestly, like, you know, speaking of fun, I mean, this is kind of how it all started. Of, you know, the whole tournament started was Aaron and I would go shoot and he would try to beat me with his stick bow and it just wouldn't happen. But there were some times he came close. But it was just the point of actually him shooting a recurve and I'm shooting my compound on how much fun we had shooting against each other and we could still have a good time, minus the equipment. And, you know, every time we'd go shoot, everybody would be messaging us saying, hey, man, next time you guys go out, let's shoot. Well, finally, we're like, fuck it. Let's get with the American Bowman and let's put on a tournament. And we do cash prizes because that's what we do. Me and him gamble. We do a little pot. And now we literally just made it a big pot for everybody to get some of that.
Yeah, there's a everybody, lot of prizes and a lot of money at this tournament.
Yeah, so. I don't even know. I mean, I would say there was over $10,000 worth of prizes last year.
Was over that. Plus, with money, I think I took fourth with Cody, and we still won a decent amount of money.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah.
I think everyone that showed up took something home.
Yeah,
it.
I mean,
it was a gift card or something. Everybody
there was,
something.
You know, marsupial barn and harnesses, Yeti suitcases. I mean, there was... there was a bunch of prizes to give, you know, Black Rifle, not even counting what Cafaro you guys gave out, packs, quivers, and tons of stuff, you know. I mean, that's just for a random, for showing up. You get a raffle ticket, and you get a chance to win something. Yeah. So that ain't like, oh, you scored this many points. No, that's for coming in, paying your entry fee, and now you get a chance to win some cool-ass prizes.
Yeah, and again, we're just wanting to get a bunch of people together and have a good time. And And then obviously have a potential to win a shitload of money in prizes. And there is a lot of prizes. So, again, on the rules, Dan and I will be going over. Dan will handle the trad side of things as far as who, you know, meets the stipulations for a hunting bow. And then I'll handle the compounds. Again, a little fudge factor. If your stabilizer is a little longer than 12 inches, you're not going to get kicked off the bus. But, you know, keep it fair. And then 20 targets on Saturday with the teams, and then a 5-target shoot-down round for the top five. On Sunday, the same thing. It's just 20 targets for the individuals, and then the top five have a shoot-down round for that. It's just cash prizes for the most part on Sunday with a few normal prizes. And then on Saturday, that's where the big festivities happen with a lot of the prizes, things like that.
Yeah, Saturday we'll be giving away majority of all the prizes out Saturday. So if you don't come and shoot individual, you're missing out is a championship belt, because we are giving trophies from what was it, third to or fourth through second place. First place gets the team competition is going to be rings, championship rings, and individual championship belts.
Yep.
So they're badass.
They're going to be a shit talker trophy.
Yes, there'll be a shit talker trophy.
That's very important.
And there will be trophies for the worst shooters. You are not the best of the best again this year for people who got last. So
I shot yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I mean, so tell me, like, first day out, was there a lot of snow out there?
No, there was no snow. Actually. Really? It was good because, you know, I hadn't shot American Bowman in a while, and I certainly haven't compounded American Bowman in a while. So I was just Amy and I just want to get out of the house. So it was good. I do miss hitting what I'm aiming at. So that was nice. I gotta say, I've been taking a break from the stick bow, and it was fun. The thing that with, you know, with the best of the best, it is all, it's not marked yardage, but it's basically marked yardage. Yeah. Bring your range finder, yeah, right? It's known yardage. So I when we talked about us, you and I setting up the targets, if people feel that's an unfair advantage, suck it up. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to help set up the targets. Everybody gets to use a range finder, so there's no real advantage anywhere.
I mean, that's just kind of the whole point. Like, I know there's a lot of tournaments where people don't use range finders. Well, you can keep going to those tournaments, but at this tournament, we're going to use rangefinders, goddammit.
I
can
tell you right now, I shot 10 up yesterday. That would have that wouldn't have happened without that rangefinder. There was a couple targets where I was, you know, I judge them all. There was a couple targets. Mariam, she's in Iran. Are you still in Iran? I hope you're safe. It was kind of one of those deals where, like, I'm looking at, we may need to edit that out. I'm looking at the target, and I'm like, that's 44, and I'd range it. It was 36. And yeah. I'm like, I am rusty at judging yardage. So.
Well, and the thing is like, what's cool about that, what's cool about that is at the American Bowman, just the layout of the course on the mountain and everything, you know what I mean?
Yep, 100%. Oh, Lord.
It is a badass course.
Yep, and I think, I don't think Luke had made the recommendation. We're going to go through with that. Saturday and Sunday, it'll be two different courses. So we'll shoot, like, the west side on Saturday, and Sunday will be the east side.
Yeah, so we'll get both courses in, check them out both sides, and then I think, honestly, it's – it's all good. anyways, what do you need?
Nothing. I was going to show Mike something.
Oh. Anyways, but I was saying, back to the layout of the best of the best, we are literally going to try to have a shoot time or a shotgun start probably right at 8 o'clock. Hopefully, you know, thank God for Bree and Scott for helping us out on this whole deal. Like I said, I think with registration and the early signups, and everybody must bring cash the day of the tournament. We will not take no cards. It's all cash money. If you ain't got that cash, you ain't shooting, okay? That fee, that $300 a team, that includes your range fee in the American Bowman too, so you don't have to get more things. But I believe there might be a few vendors there selling some T-shirts. I think even Black Rifle Coffee might be coming down, giving out coffee yet. I haven't got confirmation yet on American Bowman yet, but I think we'll be doing that. So if you guys just bring cash, there's always some side pots going on, like who's going to beat who. I will probably do that with a few, like Trevin. I always try to take his money. Aaron, I'm going to probably beat him again and take his money. But, yeah, so bring cash, and we'll go from there.
Is someone inspecting the bows as we walk out of the range? So we're showing up. Shooters like Aaron and Dan are going to be standing there. Compound guys get in line.
Yeah, no, there's going to be – when you get in the gate and you pay your cash – there's going to be a process just like, hey, you pay your cash, you get your raffle ticket, then next step, you come down the line and check equipment, you know? Don't make it hard for us, guys. Come in with the fucking right equipment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be just as simple. You hold your bow
up. Yeah, hold Snyder your bow up, says, thumb up, thumb keep out, going. You know? I mean, Jesus, you know? Don't make it hard. Hunt with it's your hunting rig.
And that's the biggest thing that I was trying to convey.
No fat arrows either.
Yeah, I was trying to convey.
That's what X-cutters are.
I did two videos. One of them I mentioned.
Luke's not an X-cutter, so he doesn't know what X-cutters are.
I didn't post up the one video I picked out of the two, and one, I, you know, 2.46 shafts or smaller. So meaning like a Gold Tip XT Hunter, a Black Eagle Carnivore. Again, just common sense. Like, you know, if you're shooting something... If you bring something in that we all look at and you're like, yeah, there's no way this guy's hunting with this, then it's not gonna be allowed.
Do you remember the
I remember
max distance shots of last year?
What's up, Brandon Lilly? I don't know. I can tell you yesterday those motherfuckers were out there. Like there's 57, 64 yards, but I would say that we were going to set this up like an ASA, which is 50 yards with a 3% variance. So, you know, they're all going to be between, let's just say, 55 or less.
Okay.
The targets.
I think all of them were under 60. I know that for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably about average. I remember 60, which is cool. But anyways, Cody, what do you got?
We got Scott.
Oh, there's the man right there. Yeah, what's Scott. The furthest shot, Scott, it's out like there?
A boy.
Are you breaking my shit, dog?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear us?
Scott.
Hello?
Hello.
I wonder if he's fucking with us.
So, you guys want to keep everything below 55, though?
I would say somewhere in that neighborhood, yeah.
I would say like 60 on down, yeah, because if some people don't have sliders... I think most five pins are go out to 60, so. You know, and that's a hunting rig, you know, right there. So, I mean, we're not trying to be tack, you know.
Yeah.
We're just trying to be somewhat fair for a hunting shot, you know. I mean, we could throw an 87-yard shot out there, you know what I'm saying?
No, I would say 60 or less is fine with me, 55, 60, whatever. That's fine. Just don't be putting brush in front of the target, Scott. I shot yesterday. I had to break all that shit out of the way.
I was wondering who broke all my stuff.
That was me. Yeah. I was bitching like crazy. There was one bear down. It was like 64 yards. And you couldn't see anything but the outline of the bear. And Amy was like, did you shoot? And I'm like, I don't know where I hit it. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you can't see shit. The whole thing's covered in brush.
I can't wait to get out there and see it. I can't wait to go out there.
Yeah, we're laying out the new courses on April 23rd. So both sides will be redone.
April 23rd?
Yep.
All right. Good to know.
Oh, we won't be here. I was going to say, I'd come up and help. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we're turkey hunting in Nebraska.
What's up, Leonard? Other than that, Scott, like I said, I don't know if you heard earlier, like, you know, 6 inches from the stake, left or right hand shooter, no problem shooting it. broadside targets, no brush in the way. I will repeat again, Scott, no brush in the way.
Damn. All my fun.
you got them hard shots, huh?
That course, it was a miracle I shot what I did. That really? That was a tough course yesterday, like really tough.
That was the point.
Let's see. Tough, yes. So you have to understand, Scott, if you put brush in front of a target and four people go through and shoot at it with the brush in the way and the fifth guy breaks it all out of the way, which I guarantee will happen, everybody behind those first four guys had a large advantage because the brush was out of the way. So the best thing to do is just not have shit in the way. Just have it broadside and clear.
No, I got you. I'm joking with you.
Oh, no, I don't care. I just know you're going to get bitched at. So it'll whatever whiners will be like, here, put it in a suggestion box. His name is Scott.
Put a cell number on an IG story.
Hey,
call Scott.
Are we missing anything right now? Why we have you guys on the phone?
The vendors are good.
Okay,
so
cool.
I know. Yeah.
I text you.
Yeah, yeah. I just want. I didn't hear back in the message though. I didn't know if that was upper hand or not. So cool, no, cool.
You're good.
And then talk about the driving to the American Bowman and which exit they should take and what not road to take.
Yeah, what not road is the big one.
Yeah, what not road to take.
Make sure you go 285 to the VFW and turn left and come back in there. Do not take Moordale Road.
I repeat, do not take Moordale.
Can you find, can you find that VFW on Google? I'm looking right now.
You can on Google.
Yeah.
I looked at it and found it.
Yeah, it's just you do not go the other way. It's bad news for the club. So don't do that. They're helping us out with the shoot. So don't do that, guys. If you got questions, please ask us. If you can't get there, get a hold of us.
Yeah, you know what we can probably
we'll
do?
We'll try to make like a flyer or instructions or put a Google pin somewhere where someone can copy it, at least to the VFW, because then you drive down that road and you can't miss the club.
Yeah,
so
we get into the VFW.
Yep.
You do have signs that we'll put out that say do not turn on this road, because Google Maps does sometimes take people down that road, and we will have signs out there. Again.
Oh, I went down that road one time because Google Maps took me there, and then Mr. Dale was right there to he literally did it. I was like, okay, all right, my bad. I just followed the rule of the thing, but note to self, do not do that. Please do not do that.
And then how many people have signed up so far?
We have 16 teams. That doesn't include you, Aaron, because you haven't registered.
17 teams.
And
or me.
We have 22 single shooters because one person just signed up while the podcast was going.
Oh, cool.
All right, cool.
And then what about you guys at American Bowman? You guys are taking on the partner and folks up, right? So if I'm a compound shooter and I don't have a traditional partner, do we just hit you guys up?
There's a sign-in sheet already there, you numbskull.
You're gonna piss.
There is a post on American Bowman's feed that you can comment and say what shooter you are, what you're looking for. Yeah. But I am gonna do my best through social media to try and pair you guys up. Which also reminds me, I'm gonna reiterate: don't sign up unless you have a partner.
Very true.
Boom.
Unless you're on that one site that's saying you're looking for a partner, it's called Tinder. Tinder for archers.
Oh shit.
What's that one you use, Luke? Grindr.
Grindr.
Oh shit! Is there anything else you guys have to throw in that we've screwed up?
No, I think we're good.
And you guys are going to provide lunch, right?
We can definitely do that.
Yeah, like we all did right, last year.
Let's talk about camping real quick. Okay. People are asking, can you camp at the range? Is that a no-go? Like, what's the closest camping? Things like that.
That is a no-go as far as our state lease conditions. No camping there. I don't know where the closest place would be, but definitely looking like the Pine Bailey Grant area.
I'm also trying to work on something for all the campers, a piece of property that I know. It's kind of in between. I will probably know later this week if that's a yay or nay. So,
and I will have an empty house because we are moving 4 days before the shoot to Wyoming. So I'll be able to throw some people in my house. I guess if you ask me and you don't get to stay in my house, you know you're a fucking weirdo. Lord. And then there's also a ton of camping on the Guanella Pass Highway up that, you know, and as far as in the mountains, you can camp all over in there. There's a lot of places, you know, on the border of the wilderness at camp spots, things like that around. So that's not an issue.
Yeah, I think that's it. But I think Bree, you're doing an awesome job, Scott. Thank you. I look forward to these warmer days so we can get out there and shoot before the tournament.
Right.
You guys rock.
We're trying. We'll talk to you boys later.
Okay, man. I'll chat with you later.
Bye.
This quick break is brought to you by archeryauctionpros.com. Have y'all wanted to get a new bow set up but just didn't want to pay top dollar for it? Because I know my broke ass didn't want to. Guys, check out this website. It may be the answer to all your problems. Go to www.archeryauctionpros.com. Register for free. Look at the bows. See something you like. Make a bid. And guess what? You may be shooting a new setup this season. It's that easy. And oh, check this out. Before it even hits the site, it is checked out by some of the best bow technicians in the game, so you're not buying a piece of crap. Guys, I don't know. It got my vote. I'm all about it. Guys, check them out at www.archeryauctionpros.com and even on the IG at Archery Auction Pros. Send them in codes.
Ryan, what's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, Ryan? Where are you calling from, first and foremost?
I'm originally from Colorado, but I'm in Arizona right now.
Okay, okay. You enjoying that weather
so,
down there?
How much would it be for a individual to shoot for day two?
50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 50.
How many spots are open?
What's that?
How many spots are open?
I think we have right now. There's 22 people signed up, and I think our cap is 70. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, man. If you really want to do it, just sign up so you reserve your spot because. Once this hits on Kafaro Cast and I throw it out on mine and people are going to, it's going to fill up pretty fast.
Okay. Got it. Awesome.
Are you living in Arizona now? Or are you just up there working or visiting?
I'm down here for school actually.
Okay, cool. Are you going to be back from school at that time or what?
Yeah, I'm heading back up on May 16th. So
oh, you'll
I'll
make
be
it
back
then.
Up there by then.
Oh, yeah, you'll make it for sure.
So, but yeah, that was my only question that I had for y'all. So,
hold on. I might have some breaking news real quick. Now we're going to take 140 shooters, single shooters on day two.
Yep.
And 70 is for the team shoot.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, Bree. Fucking, where would I be without you? But yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch of leeway right there, you know, and stuff. So, yeah, man, you should come down and hang out. We always have a good time doing this, and it's fun, man. The shit talking is real.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to it. I'll sign up once I get back.
All right. Cool, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Later. Just let him in.
All right, Levi, what's up, man?
What's good, gentlemen?
What up, bud?
Hey, you're really breaking Scott's heart by breaking down all that brush, man. I know he was excited about those targets.
I felt good every branch I broke.
We've been shooting it. He's got that beaver at 30 yards, and there's like a 6-inch window to sneak an arrow through. And I know he was excited for that one, so he's probably in tears right now.
Amy, yesterday, how many times did I say, what the fuck, Scott? Like, I'm unethical, but damn.
That's awesome.
Are you going to come and shoot, Levi?
Hell yeah, I'm signed up already.
Nice. So you're doing both the team and the individual?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. You got a good partner? Are you a trad shooter or are you a compound guy?
I'm compound, but my brother's a trad shooter. He's actually up in Washington training with Joel Turner and those guys, so he'll be coming down to shoot with us.
Oh, see, you can't have any pro thing. That's going to be illegal.
He's not pro yet. Yeah.
What do I say? It's fucking illegal.
Fucking illegal.
Fucking illegal. No, that's good. Good for him. Good for you guys, man. Like, yeah, that's why I said, like, anybody's can come and shoot. You know, I mean, as long as your equipment follows the guideline, you're good to go, man.
Good deal. I just wanted to clarify real quick. The trad stakes will be different than the compound stakes, correct?
Correct.
Good deal.
Yeah, what are those? What are they? The different color stakes? Yeah, they're. I mean, they're up. I mean,
it doesn't matter. Purple.
Yeah,
you're shooting from purple.
Yeah, they're closer and it's
compound guy.
Yeah.
No, purple's far.
Yeah, I think they're orange.
So stick bow is orange. Purple is compound.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and they'll be different. And but like I said, it doesn't matter. You can use a rangefinder. Not that it matters for some of you stick bow guys, you know. But yeah, so.
Nice.
Yeah, either way, it's going to be fun, man. We're going to have fun, good time, and I can't wait. I can't wait again.
Yeah, I'm stoked to get in there, man. My last question, you guys mentioned you made some last-minute changes. Is one of those changes an 87-yard AWDAT or what?
Man, I think that should be the championship round, the one of the five targets. But I don't know. I mean, there's only so few of us can actually hit that target the way I did. So I don't know. It's kind of a unfair advantage, you know.
that's pending Luke makes it to the championship round too.
We'll see. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna bring my A game on Saturday. Sunday I don't know so much, but Saturday I'm coming to play.
Well, after you win on Saturday, you'll be so hungover you won't be.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly. You're speaking my language now, so I might be hurting.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a good boy and go to bed.
Yeah, that's probably why. Is there your partner will probably beat your ass if you.
I know,
my but partner, he can. You could probably fuck up and he'd still carry your ass.
Let me tell you about my partner. He is so pure, he can wipe his asshole with alcohol wipes and it doesn't burn. That's how pure he is. So there was alcohol wipes by the toilet, and I had made the mistake of wiping with them once.
Oh, no.
My butthole burned like it was damned, right? So then they're still in there, and I'm like, Daniel, did you wipe with the alcohol wipes? He's like, yeah, why? I'm like, it didn't burn? He's like, no. And so that's kind of the ongoing. He is so pure. He can wipe with alcohol wipes in his butt.
I honestly think, why the hell would you even have alcohol wipes by the
so you know
ass
you have
paper?
The disinfectant wipes, right? Like that you have the ones that are for disinfecting.
I mean, so you're talking to a guy that has COVID three times, so probably not.
You have wet wipes, and then it's in the same package, you have alcohol wipes for disinfecting.
Yeah.
Fucking Scotty and I were paying attention. We started grabbing wipes, and so we noticed pretty quickly that those were alcohol wipes.
Yep.
So, good for cleaning off your hands, not good for cleaning off your brown eyes. So,
yep,
I guess for Daniel, he can use them, but the rest of us can't.
God damn, I don't even want to know what. I mean, that reminds me of the wasabi story. I stuck wasabi up my ass.
Jesus.
That wasn't smart. But anyways, Levi, man, thanks for calling, and I look forward to seeing you out on the range.
Heck yeah, man. In all seriousness, last time I called in, you guys introduced American Bowman, and it's been awesome to be a part of that community. So I want to say thank you for that.
Oh, right on, man. We love that community, man. That's it's fun, and it's, you know, close to home. So it's even better for us.
Heck yeah, man. Well, enjoy the night, guys.
Uh-huh. Take it easy.
Jerry, what's up?
What's going on, boys?
Holy shit.
Jerry.
The last time you were here,
Jerry.
You were naked in the wood pile.
I'm alive,
sucker. What's up, Jerry?
Nothing. What's going on, fellas?
We're just talking about the best of the best. You coming down for it?
I'm not sure. I'm looking at my trad bow right now and debating whether I pick that thing up, you know, 2 weeks before.
That's pretty normal.
Probably better than your compound.
I'm pretty sure I carried your ass that last time we beat Snyder.
Nah. But anyways, yeah, Jerry, you probably should come down and bring that stick. tons of people are going to need trad partners.
For sure. Do we want to make some signage for, you know, directions? You know, I can get with Ramon and we can get some signage made so people don't get lost up there.
They got signs already.
Yeah, honestly, I may pop up a balloon or two and just, I mean, we don't got to get too fucking crazy on this. Just follow Google Maps and go to VFW.
Yep.
I don't think so, but I tell you what I would like. Before Aaron leaves, we're going to do that picture that we were going to try to do earlier, Jerry.
Which one was that?
Yes. We're definitely doing that.
Yeah, we'll do that. It'll be fun. So,
what picture are you guys?
We'll do it after this is done.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, I think that's what we'll get that done before he leaves, and we'll go from there.
Sweet. Second, I got a question. Is there a crossbow division?
I will fuck you up.
This guy. Sometimes you wonder, like,
Jerry, I would imagine you have like nice, soft, pillowy ass cheeks, and I will spank them.
Yeah, right. I won't make them fucking red.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You're gonna look
no.
like Amy when I'm done with you. Big handprints on your ass cheeks.
I love you.
But yeah. No crossbows. No. None of that shit. No Not air, even a division no for that stuff. Nothing. Yeah. It's all hunting rigs, and what I mean by that.
Vertical hunting.
Yeah, rigs. Vertical.
Right on, boys. Well, I'll let you go, and yeah, keep up the good work.
All right, man. We got more callers. We're gonna let them in.
Thanks, Jerry.
Brian, what's up, man? Brian.
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 Call back, Brian.
Good talk.
You fucked up. And that's when Brian realized. Fuck.
That's when Brian realized.
Cody, what's up, man? You're on with us.
Cody.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
What's happening?
Oh, not much.
You got a question for us?
Oh, no, just calling to say hi. Never got through before.
Oh, no shit. Well, right on, man. Yep. I appreciate you listening. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Washington.
Oh, shit.
What part?
Northwest, up near where you used to live.
Oh, gotcha. Cool.
Yep.
Is it raining there?
Oh, yeah. Always raining here.
Yeah.
Are you on the other side of the ocean, or are you on the bad side?
I'm on the Olympic Peninsula, thankfully. Gotcha. It's a little better than the bad side.
Yeah. So. Yep. Yeah. I lived in Port Townsend for the most part.
I got you. Yeah, I'm right next to there, Squim, Port Angeles area. So.
Nice, man. How long have you been listening to the show for?
Oh, since it started, and then I've been listening to you guys since KafaroCast started. So.
Oh, shit. That's been a minute then, huh?
Yeah.
OG.
Yep.
Yeah. Where he lives is fucking amazing looking.
Really?
Yeah. Other than the rain.
It's awesome up here.
Yeah, it is badass.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I used to live.
Like the big trees?
Trees the size of my truck.
Yep. Big old ones. I love that.
Spotted owls everywhere. Just kidding.
Really?
Sore subject for anybody over there. Just fucking.
Are you a trad hunter or a compound hunter or rifle?
I have hunted trad, but compound, and then I'm just like you, getting back into the rifle a little bit more, finding that to be fun, so.
Yep, good. You're finding... It's you get a fucking actually punch a tag.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it extends your season.
I do all right with the bow, but the rifle's been fun, so.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Well, right on, man.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, Snyder, if you ever get up here, would you go spearfishing with me?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course.
All right. The chance
of me making it up there are not great, but I got to say, if you could get the liberals out of that place, Washington is badass. Like, where I lived in Washington was pretty fucking cool.
Really?
You have to drive across a floating bridge to get to my house.
Really?
How badass is that?
Yeah, that is sweet. I always see, like, the pictures in, like, the movies, and, like, I always wanted to go there and just take a drive on the East Coast or the West Coast there and just go. I thought it'd be sweet.
I got to take Amy up the 101 highway.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's it.
Baby,
yeah.
You got your phone?
Yeah, that'd be good. Turn it on. Either way, well, right on, man. I appreciate you listening and calling in, and Just appreciate your
spit it out, Luke.
Listening. Goddamn, dude, this is different. I'm not drinking.
For sure, guys, I appreciate you.
Yeah, not drinking. I appreciate it. Yeah,
he drank a beer. Lying ass.
I'm not drinking a beer. I haven't had a beer. I'm drinking water.
Did that go through, Amy?
What is that?
Water.
Let me see that.
Oh, shit.
There's one in there. He's go like, grab one. Let him in, buddy.
Andrew, what's up, man? Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
What's going on, Luke, Aaron, and Mike?
What's up, buddy?
Shit, we're just here talking about the best of the best and trying to get all that fucking taken care of.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man, I'm jealous. I'm out in PA, so I won't be able to make it.
But, where at,
man,
in PA?
I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's a good time, man.
All the way east towards New Jersey, just right around the border.
No shit, huh? How long you been listening to the podcast for?
For a while, man. Since like episode 50 or 60.
Oh shit, you a long time listener then.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate that.
But just wanted to call and say what's up, and you guys are you're awesome.
Oh, man, all right on. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Are you watching this on your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you, and thanks for downloading the app, and you can call in and do this cool shit, huh?
Yeah, man. Cheers, guys. Have fun at the best of the best.
Oh yeah, you'll hear about it. I'm gonna bring that championship belt. It's gonna come right here.
All right. Only when I fucking come in this door.
I could get a duplicate.
You know, one of my closest friends in the military was from PA. His name was Robert Boscarino. He's crazy as shit. We had these Katusas, right? Like, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
They're your
Korean counterpart, basically.
Yeah. And they, you know, not the best English speaking, but they would be like, Mr. Boscarino. His name is Robert Boscarino.
Uh-huh.
They were like, that's what I said, Boscarino. And then they'd be like,
Boscarino.
Special delivery for Chawi Fucha. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
We got any more right now, Cody?
No, we're good.
All right, cool. So then I guess what I got to talk about is we got Mike here. He actually won the shit chalking trophy last year.
Also won the best trigger puncher.
Hey, I got a new release. It's changed the game.
Yeah.
That release.
Really?
That
you think that's the key, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't. You were shooting a spot hog, weren't you?
No, I was shooting. I shot that. I had that. They sent me the Hogfather, and that bitch made my bow fucking 20 extra pounds.
No, the release. Were you shooting that
spot? No, I was shooting the True Fire hook one, but it's still a super light trigger.
Yeah.
Because I took Amy to get a bow and got to play with one of the Carter wrist rocket releases. So I got the RX-1.
Oh, yeah, that's the money.
And I put the heavy spring in there, too. So,
yeah.
Does it still make you pull the trigger hard?
I mean, I've been doing pretty. I shot my bow in my house a few times, just trying to
set up like the one I gave you.
Yeah, that thing is a game changer. What was it? B3? I shoot the B3.
Hawk.
Yeah, that, whatever that is. He goes, here, you need this. Because I used to shoot the Wise Guy from Spot Hawk.
Give you target panic.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I mean, the one he gave me, it is better. I ain't going to lie, because I do feel like I fall through more with it than, you know, the sniper trigger.
87 yard.
I mean, you know what I mean? Who's counting, though, you know? But anyways, I'm excited because I'm getting my new bow here within hopefully a couple week or so. I don't even know if I'm going to even have it set up yet for the best of best because
I'd shoot your old one.
Yeah, this one is fucking shooting nice. Yeah. And I honestly don't think I don't know. I say that, but when you get a new bow, you just fucking want to shoot it, you know?
Yep.
So who knows? We'll go from there. This drink break is brought to you by KillCliff.com. Energy that doesn't suck.
KillCliff is the clean energy drink with no sugar and 150 milligrams of clean caffeine. Now with 100% more winning, because losing sucks and losing is for losers.
Did I mention it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation? Guys, check them out. Killcliff.com. Type in our code GU15. Mike, talk a little bit about how you won the shit-talking trophy.
Well, so what had happened was I just really talked a lot of shit to you mainly, and everyone heard it, and I beat you.
Minus, I can't win my own trophy, you know, so I think you were probably, I think Sarah was in for the running.
I think it was pretty unanimous. Everyone pointed at me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. After some of the shit you said to me, I didn't know why you didn't get beat up. shit. The atmosphere at the Best of the Best is laughs and smiles and, you know.
Unless you're shooting with a guy with the umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or behind him.
Well, and I think I also got it I talked a significant amount of shit to the guy with the umbrella. So Aaron did not actually rule out umbrellas. So if you do bring an umbrella, I will probably win that trophy again, especially if I'm anywhere within like 100 yards of you.
If you bring an umbrella, you're going to get it shoved up your ass sideways. So that'll be a small one.
There you go.
I will literally ram it up your pee hole. I'm not lying. How long are they going to be able to shoot on a target? Like, if you take longer than fucking, you know, laugh, you're going to be laughing and giggling. So I get, you know, letdowns might happen, one or two, but goddamn it, try to keep it moving.
Yeah. Two minutes,
I would say, ideally, and we'll go over.
You break out a Palm Pilot, I'll throw that motherfucker in the creek.
That will also go in your pee hole. yeah. I'm trying to think what else. The other thing we had issues with is the water. I was dehydrated on the second day. Yeah. There'll be water there throughout the $10.
We had water. There was water in that ready thing.
I know, but I was dead. That's what I'm saying. We're going to put them out a little further. It's 20 targets, guys. You know, you'll be good.
You can make it 2 to 3 weeks without water and 2 to 3 days without food. You're going to be okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you got Luke, a Kefaro quiver, you'll have an Nalgene bottle and plenty of room for snacks.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I recommend bringing your big hunting pack, have like 60 pounds in it. And yeah, everybody should have one of those on your back when you're shooting, especially against me.
Luke will have his on. It'll be 60 pounds of fucking ho-hos, but he'll have it out.
What do you got, Cody?
Danny, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Danny?
What's cracking?
Hey, nothing, man. Hey, I was going to ask, you kind of covered it, but I was going to ask, what kind of stuff should you bring out on the course with you, like in your pack?
Water, Allen wrenches, food.
Snacks.
For
snacks.
Your like a bar or something.
Good
cheese puffs.
I mean, it's only going to be 3 to 4 hours, so it's not like, you know, we're taking off on a 25-mile road march.
Yeah, and it's not 40 targets.
Just 20.
You know, 20 targets in the morning. You may want to bring some wet wipes just in case, you know, that coffee hits it.
Of course, you're in trouble. I always have wet wipes.
You know, in case that morning coffee kicks in and, you know, you got to do it, you know. But
or the dads kick in.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you know, it's a good time. We tried, like last year on Saturday, we got done by, I think, 3-4 o'clock, and we went to the local pub, had some beers, and yeah, it was fun, man.
Good deal. Yeah. So we're coming out early, so we're going to hang out for a little bit and then, head over. Tina needs a trad partner, but she's going to shoot the individual for sure.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Hopefully, tell her to keep checking the list. But yeah.
I hit Scotty up on here, and he said, just put her on the list, and they got a couple people that need them. So
yeah, there's going to be a lot. I think there's more people that need trad partners than compound shooters. So, we'll definitely do it. Like, what should you bring in your pack? Guys, this is a shoot regardless during weather. If it is raining, if it is snowing, the shoot goes on. Okay, I mean, there's no rain delays. I mean, yeah, I mean, we may tucker down a little bit, but yeah, we are gonna shoot in the rain or snow. So bring your jacket, rain gear jacket, or whatever. Might be smart, but hopefully we have nice weather up there. But, you know, we are in the Rockies.
It is Colorado. You don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep, no kidding. But, so, well, good deal, man. Good talking to you all, and I'll see you soon.
Can't wait to see you, buddy.
Is she gonna bring her equipment down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit, let's get it. Let's get me inked up.
Now get your ideas ready.
All right, I got it. We got it.
We're up here now. I just got my knee finished finally, dude.
Did messy. You? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to get some ink on me.
No, for good.
Okay.
Yeah. Luke loses. He's getting his name my name tattooed on his neck.
Mm-mm. Oh,
Amy and I have to get tattoos. That'd be nice. Maybe they could do that.
What's that?
Amy, she has a tattoo design we were going to get.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, we're coming out. We're coming out the 19th, man. So we'll be there for
on the 19th.
Yeah, we'll be out on the 19th, that Thursday, early.
Nice. All right, cool. Well,
all right.
We'll have it up. Shit, you could post shop up here and just tattoo people and make that money, Craig.
She says she's coming up as a vendor. We got to get some lessons. Teach some
lessons. There you go, huh?
It was old school tattoo party.
There you go.
$50 entry fee or something. Yeah, but,
hell yeah.
Quick ones.
You stitched me. I'll tattoo you.
I know, huh? I'll let you tattoo me. Fuck, you see all the shit that's on me? We got Justin Gaethje's face on me, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be good. We'll have a good time for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I appreciate you guys calling in and coming down.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Later, buddy.
Later.
This quick break is brought to you by PhoneScope. Have you ever tried to take a picture through your phone and through your binos or spotting scope and it just came out all shaky, just looking like shit? Well, the problem is solved now. PhoneScope has came up with these adapters that are just easy on, easy off to your binos, to your spotting scope, to take those epical shots that you want to capture. And the cool thing about them, they're totally made in the USA and covered under a lifetime warranty, no questions asked. And I'm telling you guys, check them out at phonescope.com. Use my code GU21 to save that money.
Matthew, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Pippin? Where you calling from, Matthew?
I'm calling from New Orleans.
Oh, shit. Are you going to be coming down for the tournament?
Nah, man, I've got work and military obligations going on that time, so I won't be able shit. To do none of that.
Okay.
I just got one question. How many 87-yard shots are there going to be?
None, probably.
Probably none. I may throw out an animal out, and anybody that hits it maybe wins some prizes. Who knows? That'd be kind of cool.
Come on, man.
That'd be kind of cool. So, I mean, there's only going to probably – I mean – there's only a handful of guys that could probably do that, and I'm one of them, so, yeah, you know.
Where are you stationed at in Louisiana?
I was active duty. I'm in the Guard, but we usually got some kind of, like, annual training going on, so that it's just hitting around that time. But
yeah.
The base down here is Bell Chase, so it's right outside of New Orleans area.
Okay. Is it nice down there right now?
No, man, it's hot as fuck.
Oh, you know? Fuck, really?
Yeah, it was like 90 degrees today, and then I do helicopter transport, so, you know, it's when the helicopter cranks up, it's hot as fuck, and then it takes a while for stuff to get cooled down, so, yeah, just constant sweating your ass off all the time.
Damn, man, I feel for you. You got that swamp ass going.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that humidity.
Yeah, damn. Get in the AC, brother. Well, I appreciate you listening and calling in, man.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to talk shit for a little bit. So, y'all have a good night.
Take it easy, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Anybody else, Coach?
Yeah, we got Brian back. Brian, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Oh, not much. I got a couple questions. So, since there's two shoots, is there two... different payouts for Saturday and Sunday?
Well, Saturday's a team shoot, so you gotta have a partner to win that one, and then Sunday is an individual, but there's two payouts, but one's a team shoot and then one's individual.
And yes, right. I mean I mean, yes, the money will be different. I mean, you got to take, what, 300 times 70 teams. So, I mean, what is that?
Well, 21, so 21,000.
Yeah, so minus whatever the American Bowman has to take out of that of their fees and whatever. But, yeah, we gave out a lot of money last year.
Yeah, we did.
And we had, what, 30-some, 38?
Yeah, I think close it was 38 to 40 teams. Yeah.
40 teams last year. And then on Sunday, which I may think it might be the sold out one for sure, and that's at $50 at 140.
Yeah, at cap. Least 140 shooters.
So yeah, so I mean, shit. Even if you have 100 shooters, that's good money right there.
Yeah, heck yeah. And do you guys know what places you're paying out to? Is it just first through third?
We'll probably pay out to fifth, depending upon how many shooters come.
Copy.
And the last two, top three may be money. The last two may be prizes. We haven't quite worked all that out yet. But yeah,
fifth.
It all depends on how much money's in the pot. And, I mean, ideally, the belts and the rings, the championship rings, they're it's pretty sweet, dude. I'm not going to lie. I may just get one just as a replica because – I could tell people that I wanted. Oh, shit. But yeah, they're right pretty on. Sweet.
And then I got another question. I don't know if you guys are helping set up the course or maybe it's kind of the similar from last year. But what is the average shot distance for trad and for compound shooters?
I would say for trad would be 32 yards and compound would be 40.
No. That average? Yeah, average, I guess, yeah, 40, and then imagine. I mean, it's kind of going to be up to us. I mean, ideally, we were just talking about it, like, probably 60 on in, maybe have a few pokes there. But ideally, we're trying to do it, you know, on a five-sight pin and going from there.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, I'm one of the trad shooters that's coming out, so I was just kind of curious to where.
I would say 28 yards is going to be your average.
Say that one more time.
28 yards will probably be the average for a stick bow guy.
Gotcha. 10-4. I did have one more question, but I fucking went brain dead.
That's all good.
I don't know. Can't.
You
got remember
you,
what are, it was.
You already have a partner and everything.
Yeah. Okay, yep. We're already signed up. We're I believe team 5.
Oh, nice.
So we signed up as soon as we could. We signed up.
Oh, right on.
Northern California. So.
Oh shit!
Kind of a poke, but okay. We're super excited.
All the way from Cali, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I love taking California's money.
Good luck.
Love taking California's money.
Hey, well, don't get too excited. It's fucking expensive living out here. So just because,
hey, you're gonna make this guy homeless.
An arm and a leg just to fill up your truck.
Oh, I know, dude. I know. I hear you. Well, I tell you what,
so
man.
We need to go out there and win some of that money so that we can just pay for fucking the gas bill to get out of there.
Well, yeah, I would say we'll try to get as many teams in here so we can get, you know, I'm thinking fifth place for you at least. You know, you can get a little money back.
Well, I was thinking at minimum third place, minimum.
Okay, good deal. Well, I hope so. That's the attitude you need if you're going to come all the way down here.
Oh, I don't plan on losing. I plan on winning.
Well, good deal, man. I appreciate that. I love it. Just for the record, though, in your group, people are going to be talking shit while you draw back your bow.
I've shot compound archery for 12 years and shot in a bunch of different state and local level tournaments and won a few of them. And most of the people in my group are heavy shit talkers. So
okay, so good.
Hey, what's your main name on social media?
Slinging Sticks.
Oh, I figured. Yeah, me and Dan are gonna fuck you up.
This is gonna be awesome. This is gonna be awesome.
Brian Mason.
That, Aaron.
What's that?
How'd you figure that out?
Well, let's see. 2 + 2 = 4, and you're from California. That pretty much got me there.
Damn it. Damn it.
Well, right on, man. I look forward to meeting you. And
I look forward to taking your money.
I'm kind of pissed that you're not shooting a trad bow this year, man.
It happens.
Yeah, he went. He went back to the old Evel Knievel.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. Well, right on. If you have any more questions, hit me up or hit Aaron. Now that he knows who you are, you can ask him, and we'll go from there, man.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Have
Take
a good
easy.
One.
Yes.
Anyways, we good?
Yep.
All good. Right. So what do you think, Mike? What's your overall outlook of the best of the best real quick?
I think it's going to be – I think it's way better. It's going to be better this year, more organized, and we're not going to have people with their pro ASA friggin' target rigs.
Yeah.
But – I mean, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait. I haven't been shooting for shit, so I got to get my shit together.
I mean, that's pretty much the name of the game with you when it comes to you,
it's
though.
It's the name of the game with you too, motherfucker.
I'm excited for it. I mean, I am going to be sad when this guy leaves. We won't be shooting as much as we did all summer long, so Mike, you're going to have to come down and start shooting with me
yep.
down here. But
well, you'll have Frank to shoot with.
Yeah, I mean, I will have Frank. On that, saying that, Aaron, fuck, you will come back through the summer and hang out with me.
Oh yeah, of course. We were talking about that earlier. Not we, as in Amy and I, but when we a buddy of mine was like, "Hey, what about you know, just throwing some shit up?" I'm like, "Well, man, I'm gonna be coming back frequently.
So yeah,
not a big deal."
All right, well, like I said, if you always need a place here, you got a place here to stay. But, yeah, I look forward to the tournament. We got some great, great prizes to give out already. We got companies already stepping forward saying that they'll help out and give out some good prizes. I mean, I'm talking – I imagine we will have – last year's prizes were over $10,000 worth of prizes. I bet we hit that. Easily again, and I would say put on another 5 to 8 more thousand on that. I mean, just yeah. already, you know. So, let alone, I know it's you know, $300 a team, but I promise you, you will get something out of it. Let alone the experience to shoot with the legend himself, Luca Dillo,
Mike Hearn.
but it is fun, man. We have a good time. Bring your camera. Take pictures. You know, a couple rules of the American Bowman. There is no dogs allowed. There's no drinking and no smoking. So just, you know, respect the course. No, you know, obviously we're all.
Drink, hide it in a Yeti, say it's Gatorade.
Or ditch your binos. Bino harness can fit 2 long necks if you have the medium marsupial. I don't know how I know that.
We will have a get-together. I don't know if it's going to be here in the shop at the podcast studio again. God damn it. I love my wife. She puts up with all my shit.
You know what we should do just for simplify things is because, Amy, you're trying to come back down, right? You're going to come? Okay. Is just go to dinner like we did the last
yeah.
time. And in that way... kind of I hate yeah. to say this, but like for me, I am not a people person, so I did not come to your after party. I went home,
which was which I wanted to come home and stay with you. I wanted to go memes too.
I went and hung out with the African and Daniel,
yeah,
and then that other geeky fucker stayed in the basement. But I just was like, fuck it, you know what? I didn't want to,
yeah.
And I wanted to shoot good the next day,
right?
So maybe just say, hey, we're not, you know, the after parties at wherever yep. we figure out yep. and call it good.
So, yeah, and if yeah. I get the camera spot, that's on you guys. But, yeah, man, let's just have a good time. And, yeah, like I said, bring the cash, day of the tournament, no
Side
cards.
Side betting is encouraged.
Very encouraged. Anything else, just shoot us a message, man. I think that's about it, man.
Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
You got anything, Cody? Cody, you gonna do the tournament this year?
I'm not going to shoot.
No?
No.
You should. Is Trevin going to shoot this year?
Yep. Trevin's already signed up.
He's been
up.
Pretty quiet.
Yeah, he's been socials. Traveling.
Normally,
he says.
Normally, he's pumping it up pretty good and talking a lot of shit to you.
Yeah, he'll be in. He'll toot his way in, I'm sure. But he's been traveling. He said he wanted me to send him the link so he can't miss it. So nice. He's coming. You got your partner. I know you got your partner, Aaron. You got your partner, Mike?
I don't have a partner yet. Brandon Lilly might come out and shoot with me. My buddy from last year might come out. I don't know.
We don't want to piss off that guy. No. We need to focus. That motherfucker's big.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's one of the strongest fucking men on the planet at one point.
Really?
Yeah. He's big. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No shit, huh?
He's big, yeah.
How
He's
do you know?
Super cool fucking dude.
How do you know?
Just hunting.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I was in Kentucky. We bullshat. We tried to link up and hunt, but it was right before I moved back out here. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I sent him a bow and some bunch of limbs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for a stick bow.
It's got that good juju in it. That's why I'm trying to get him to shoot
one. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else we got to cover or carry on with this. But
who's your partner, Luke?
Is
it top secret?
TS? It is top secret.
Top secret.
It
classified.
It is stage five right now.
Daniel Collins is my partner. So
yeah, that's kind of
fun. You know, I got a guy that it's a secret weapon. Yeah. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's a secret weapon. I mean, honestly. We're gonna give you. I'm willing to throw $100 straight on with me.
What I was
head to head with your compound.
What I was thinking was, that's a bad.
Yeah, I mean, I saw your scoreboard, your scorecard yesterday. So I'm like, I mean, $100 sounds pretty good to me right now. Take a guess. Take a guess.
You've never shot 10 up in your life. You know what I was thinking, though? Is that shoot down round, like I was talking, you put a rabbit out there at 48 with pressure. Yeah, let's say if Daniel and I finish, you know, in the top three.
Yeah.
Usually the top three is separated by just a few points.
Yep.
You put a fucking rabbit out at 48 yards, somebody's probably going to miss it. That could go from first to third, third to first, vice versa. So, and again, with the 14 rings, if you put a mule deer at 28 yards, there's going to be guys shooting at a 14 ring at 28 yards. So there's a big, you know, depending on how.
Yeah, I like how you guys, I mean, when you told me this idea yesterday on the phone, I was like, dude, this is brilliant. Yeah. We'll get it to go live.
Well, you think, put a turkey, strutting turkey at 48 yards.
Yeah, no, that's what we had at that was the last target on that fucking corner.
You know, swing and a miss.
You put that out there and you've got 150 people watching, cameras on.
Yeah. And you hear this click, 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 you know?
No shit. Like, yeah, that's a big room for shifting. So.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's nerve wracking, but that's what makes it fun, honestly, man. Like, it really is. If you can handle the shit talking, handle the peer pressure, you'll be able to shoot an animal.
So
no
they have the, so those are ASA targets out there. They're not the IBOs with just the big 12. In the center?
I think they got a mixture.
I couldn't remember.
I think there's a mixture of them, right?
There is. I think we just got to make sure we set them up. All of them have center 12s, but I think all of them have center, upper, and lower
12. Well, like that moose out there only has that one
center. Yeah, that's an IBO target.
Yeah, that's a lower 12.
Yeah, that's a lower one. So any lower 12 or any 12, it's a secret 12. Yep. That's the only one you count.
Exactly. If there's only a low 12, then you can count that one.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't mean to hit it.
Yeah, that would be me.
We'll go over all that, you know, obviously on the
We'll have a before the shoot starts, but we plan on starting right at 8 a.m. Shotgun it. Probably takes 10 minutes to walk to the first stake. Sometimes takes me 15 minutes.
Well, I think what we'll probably do is kick everybody out at 7:45 and then fire off the rounds to get going at 8.
You know, that'd be like nice, right? Yeah, so, that would be ideal.
Mullet wigs and jorts are strongly encouraged
for
uniform of the day.
Yep.
Jorts are good.
I'm trying to think what else are we missing. I mean, I know I'm going to get hit up on my phone as soon as we get done with this shit. We forgot. Yeah, man. If you don't want to use a rangefinder, don't use a rangefinder. Fuck it. Be that cool.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm ready to go shoot American Bowman now, actually, man. I'm ready. I feel back to myself.
Good. All right. Well, I think we're over an hour, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. 109.
There we go. I think we're good to go as far as that.
All right. Well, thank you guys. And guys that are listening to this on Cafaro Cast, make sure you guys keep listening to Cafaro Class and listening to GU Unfiltered, because we have some really cool things happening here in the future.
Definitely. I believe we may be joining the Bullhorn app, so I'm pretty excited about that.
If everything works out good, it'll be cool for you guys, and then we can telecom right here, put Aaron right on the big screen, and it'll be like he never left.
Yep, you just have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to catch the podcast live.
That is true. Oh, shit.
I'll be up.
Yeah, right? But, yeah, so cool, man. I appreciate you guys coming down here and answering these questions. And what time do they show for registration?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
I would say 7 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah, 7 o'clock at the earliest. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a there for those of you that haven't been there, when you show up, you can get your bow checked, and then there's a they got a range with the big bales so you can get your warm up done, and
yeah, they got a whole practice. I mean, this place double check your stuff. Top notch. So it's a good time. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's anything else we're missing.
No, I think we're good.
All right. On that note, we out. Hey guys, I wanted to hop on here and give you guys a big shout out and say thank you for all your support. Do me a favor, check out that Bullhorn app. Give us a subscribe on that app. Man, you guys can watch us live right from your phone. Call in, ask Cody questions, all from the app. So check it out. And make sure you guys give us a follow on the IG at GU_unfiltered_and @gladiatorsunleashed. And if you're a patron, love you.